Extract 1.
You're a busy person without a minute to spare. You want to keep in shape, but the daily walk from the company car park to your office just doesn't seem to be doing the trick. Here at Shop-A-Lot, we understand what you're going through, and that's why we've created a new, revolutionary workout system. The Tonu suit is based on the experience of astronauts who have spent long periods of time in space. When you're floating around in zero gravity, the muscles are idle, and as a result, they start to waste away. That's why astronauts spend 3 hours a day working out in a spring-loaded suit designed to exercise the muscles. Our terrestrial version is far more lightweight and practical, but the principle is the same. As you wander around your home, cook dinner, sweep the floor in the Tonu suit, you'll be burning off fat and toning up your muscles, even those you never knew you had.
Extract 2.
The camera, the cinema, and more radically, TV and the internet have brought images into our lives to such an extent that they dominate the information we receive from around the world. Humans are visual creatures. Sight is our most acute sense, and in the animal kingdom, we outrank many others in terms of visual ability. There is, as a result, a widespread belief that the visual image never lies, and in a sense, it is true that what we see in a photograph or a film is what was in front of the camera at the time. But we do need to be aware of the possibility of manipulation. And I'm not talking about doctored photographs or computer effects designed to add realism, but the subtler, more dangerous use of visual suggestion. Visual suggestion is one of the central features of advertising, but the technique is also used in news reports. Montage allows the audience's perception of events to be manipulated. The sequencing of images can be used to create a connection in the viewer's mind. For instance, a shot of youths running down a street, followed by another of a burning building, leads the mind to form a link between the two events and to presume that the youths set fire to the building, even if the report does not actually state this, even if it is untrue.
Extract 3.
Another picture of a star on holiday, relaxing on a beach. Or trying to, that is. It must be hard with droves of paparazzi everywhere, hiding behind the dunes with their telescopic lenses, or snapping them from a motorboat out in the sea.
Well, I don't know about that. They're happy enough with the attention when they want to promote a new film or album or whatever. They ask for it in a way, don't you think?
I can't say that I do, actually. Public and private life should be separate. Promoting is different, and both the celebrity and the magazine or newspaper do well out of it. And it's okay if it's in the public interest, like when a politician talks about the importance of family when all the while he's having an affair. But Donna Bishop lying on the beach in her bikini?
But it sells. It's what people expect and what a certain number of people want to read about. And singers and film stars are partly responsible for that interest. You can't have it both ways.
Extract 4.
Why is it always the tragedies we have to hear about on the news? There must be a million good things going on, but we're given the impression that the world is falling down around us.
You'd like to see more cheery items?
I don't see why not. I don't mean firemen rescuing cats from trees, but real newsworthy events that show us there's a glimmer of hope.
There's a bit more to it than that. I mean, they'd have to be at the expense of stories about earthquakes, say, or tsunamis. They've got half an hour, maybe 45 minutes, which means they only have time for a limited number of items. Are there any feel-good stories that are more important than natural disasters?
Say there was a Coast Guard rescue, one where everyone was saved. Why not report that, rather than the one where the rescue team failed to get there in time and the ship went down, taking the passengers with it?
Well, if both happened on the same day, they'd certainly, and I'd be inclined to agree, go for the latter story. The more deaths, the more prominence a story gets. That's the news. That's what I want to hear about. I know it might seem a bit morbid, but that's just the way it is. Terrible things do happen, after all.